listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
And it's happy Sunday, everybody. It's a glorious Sunday afternoon. And I'm here with Tony St. Tone, and of course, I'm Janie Beauclair. Hi, Tony.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. You know, I'm really excited to get the show started today. We have an amazing guest that reached out to us through our humanitarianradio.com. And I got to say, I love when people do this because they open our eyes to people that are out there in the United States that are doing really great things. And we would have never known about him if her people hadn't reached out.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, this is a woman, and you'll find her out about her story, but she originates from Missouri and now travels around the country and is going to be traveling around the world doing what she does. And the Internet is amazing that way, that we can reach out to that many people and get responses back. So, again, thank you for sending us these great leads and for bringing these great guests to our show. If you know of anybody who should be on the show, definitely reach out to us and let us know.
So today's guest is Marilyn Harper, and you should definitely look into this young lady. When we get back to her and she comes on later this afternoon, you're going to realize that there are a lot of people out there that can benefit from a one-on-one conversation with someone who was given this gift.
You know, and speaking of gifts, we have the opportunity to give the gift of sight to two brothers that are twins, and James can give you a little more information about it, but just the thought that there is surgeries out there that could correct someone's vision who is losing their vision is amazing to me. So, James, just give us a little more insight on what we can do to help out.
Well, you might remember we had on our show an interview with a gentleman named Mike Precise, Rod Feed Radio. Mike and his brother Todd, they're 28 years old. They were born with a rare eye disease called keratoconus. They also have developed astigmatism and some other eye issues since that started. But what keratoconus does is it literally depletes your eyes. So at some point you become blind. These boys are both 28, and they've been estimated that by 30 they will both be blind, and their diseases are definitely progressing faster and faster over the last 3 or 4 months. Mike is a media guy, meaning he's got to see.
He's got to
see
media.
The computer. He's got to see. He does red carpet events. He was actually in a boy band at one point and had to stop performing because his vision didn't allow him to be safe on a stage anymore. So there's a lot of reasons for these guys to have vision, but my thought is shut your eyes for a minute and imagine 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, living that life, and then open your eyes. Go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and click on the link on the left in bright red. You can't miss it. It's the only thing red. You can look at Mike's beautiful brown eyes. Click on that link and donate $5.
Even a dollar will help. Or $5. Or $50.
$5 from everybody that is listening to this station can buy both boys 3 different surgeries for each eye, so we're talking 12 surgery procedures,
right,
and get both of these men back to 20/20 vision.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the secret to this is it has to be done before they lose their sight or it's non-correctable.
Now, tell people about the sight. It's a safe sight because I know people have talked to us and they said they just want to give us cash because they don't want to input a lot of their information.
Right.
You can be anonymous on this.
You can be anonymous. It
yeah.
is a safe site, meaning you can put your credit card information, your bank account information.
Your PayPal account, whatever it is. It's
this
a very safe site.
We're doing it through GoFundMe. Now, GoFundMe has been on ABC, NBC, Good Morning America, Dateline. It's been on all the shows
mm-hmm.
as being very safe and very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we chose that site, so we know that everybody that goes there is not going to be ripped off in any way. So here's the deal. We're working with a doctor that we found in Beverly Hills, and literally this, I know that I was led to this because what happened was St. Tone was out on a gig one night, and it was the Winter Olympics going on, and I wanted to see what was going to happen in the Olympics. It was the American U.S. bobsled. So we were going to be at a gig that night, and I pushed record, and the very next morning, I woke up like 6:30 in the morning, and mind you, we had gotten home at like 2, 2:30, so me to wake up that early, turn on the TV, and have to watch what I missed on the show the night before, obviously told me that something was up. So I'm watching the Olympics, and they go to the U.S. bobsled team, and they start interviewing the captain. And the captain says, well, I tried committing suicide last year because I knew that I wasn't going to be able to do what I needed to do for the team. And the interviewer said something like, why, were you just not confident in yourself? And he said, no, I had a rare eye disease, and I was afraid to let the U.S. Olympic team coach know what was going on with me, but I knew that it was no longer safe for me to be manning four guys down at, you know, 100-mile-an-hour speed in a tube of ice. I could kill everybody. So instead, he decided he was going to try to commit suicide. He took a bunch of pills, and it didn't work. He decided when he woke up the next day that he needed to tell his coach what was going on. Well, the coach says, hey, no problem. We're going to find a way to fix it. And the team captain is, you know, was like, yeah, okay, good luck with that. Didn't have any confidence in it. Well, a couple weeks later, the coach had found a doctor in Beverly Hills, California, that is the only doctor in the United States who is skilled at repairing this treatment, this disease, and has been repairing it in foreign countries for a number of years. That doctor took care of the captain of the U.S. bobsled team and got him his sight back, and he said he's even better than 20/20. It's a laser treatment. It involves 30 days of get ready and then 30 days of after treatment. But basically, all in all, in 3 months' time after this program starts for these people, they're back to 20/20 again.
It's amazing. It's really amazing, totally that this technology is out there, and someone like Mike and his brother have the opportunity to have this in the United States. We live in California. He lives in California. I mean, everything is lining up. And while what we need to do now is just
raise the money for
him. Raise the money and line the money up to have it happen.
Now, the doctor has discounted the surgery hugely for the boys. We are looking at approximately $11,000 per eye per guy. Okay? So we're trying to raise money for Mike first, and then we're going to bring his brother Todd in right behind that. What we have, Mike had been quoted $150,000, mind you. So to be able to do this for $22,000 and an extra $3,000 he needs for aftercare pills and that kind of thing, $25,000 when he was quoted $150,000, listen, guys, we can raise $25,000. There's enough people listening to this station alone that if everybody put up $5, we'd have both eyes taken care of.
Yep.
Now, we are so confident that this is going to work that we have set August 15th for the first surgery for Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 4 weeks to raise $25,000. Now, we just put our program together on GoFundMe, and already, just from advertising it just strictly on my own personal Facebook, we already have four people that have donated, so I want to say thank you to Christy Phelps, Tanya Jobson, Sean and Tracy Williams, and, of course, Tony St. Tone for making the donations that they did,
mm-hmm.
and Denise from Top Secret Haircessory of Studio City kicked it all off with a $1,000 donation. So, we're going to cut off to a commercial here. Please go to humanitarianradio.com and click on Help Mike's site.
And we'll be right back with Marilyn Harper. You're not going to want to miss this.
Hey, this is Janie from Artistic Journey. Start off your new year with a new marketing strategy. Whether it's for your company or your personal goals, push. Let Artistic Journey help you find the unique way to show off your endeavor. With over 20 years of marketing experience in big corporations and homegrown businesses and everything in between, Artistic Journey can help you pave a new product path or an event marketing path. Check out ArtisticJourney.com. See the wide array of marketing merchandise available for you to put your logo on for your next big event, your personal party, or your big corporation marketing push. Get into the swing of 2014 and get your business in motion with an artistic promotion.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. It's not the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmation wrapped in pop rock song.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
know we'll work it out.
Pick up the latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to
for music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Great, so we are back with our special guest today, and today's guest is Miss Marilyn Harper. Hi, Marilyn, how are you today?
Hello, Janie. Hi. How are you?
We are so thrilled to have you. Tony and I have been reading up on you, and we've heard quite a bit over the last several months. One of your people reached out to us and let us know about you, and we've been talking about your coming on for quite some time. We're delighted to have you.
Well, I have been excited for some time as well to be on your show. And you do such amazing work with your humanitarian radio. I mean, talk about changing lives as we speak. That's kind of what you and Tony do. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You know, it's people like you that come on the air and actually enlighten a lot of us with your own story and with your own journeys that help us to put this out there. Because as you realize, you know, there's not a lot of radio stations or TV shows that are actually talking about all the great things that are happening in the world. So we'd love to actually be part of that and invite people like you on our show to be part of that.
Well, it's my privilege and my honor, and I'm so thankful that it worked out in your time frame and my time frame.
Let's talk about your time frame, because briefly before the interview started, you were telling me a little bit about how often you travel. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do and how you've come to this position to travel so much around the country.
Well, I am from Springfield, Missouri. I really am originally from Kansas, but I'm living in Springfield, Missouri, and have for the last, since 1984, so I consider myself from Springfield. However, I do travel at least 3 weeks a month, sometimes more. I am a channel, and I facilitate retreats, conferences, classes, and I actually speak at non-traditional churches, New Thought churches, and some traditional churches, actually. And I am a channel. I channel Adirondack and the Council of 12. Aranda is a multidimensional being and from the 17th dimension, and they are the spokes being for a council. And, you know, before all this came about, Tony and Shaney, I was a regular person in Missouri. I was selling advertising for a country western radio station. I was deacon in the Christian church. I was you know, about as regular as they come, not metaphysical at all. I remember, actually, in the 80s, I was manager of a bookstore, and I picked up Shirley MacLaine's book, Out on a Limb.
Good book.
I know, and I read the first part of it where they talked about channeling, and I thought, oh, how awful. And I'm like, the world can certainly change, can't it?
So now, before you go further, let's give our new listening audience, because we do have some new people that are listening for the first time here and might not know what channeling is. So why don't you give your description of what it is to channel?
That's a really good question, Janie. Channeling is where my conscious self has agreed to kind of step aside and allow a higher energy to move through me and actually communicate. People are familiar with Abraham and Esther Hicks, maybe,
yes.
Or they're familiar with Lee Carroll and Kryon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is much the same way. The difference is Adirondack has never communicated through a human form before, and is actually from a different dimensional frequency. But is a spokes being for a council of mostly people that have been in physical form on this planet. Master Yeshua or Jesus, Buddha, Isis, Osiris, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Babaji, all those are people that you can Google and find out who they are if you don't know. Archangels, Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel. So there's a council. And then Adirondack is the spokes being. And So channeling does not mean I have multiple personality disorder or anything like that. But it does mean that I'm a trans channel, and my conscious self actually kind of steps aside and allows the higher energy to go through. Now, that does not mean that I'm a psychic. I am not a medium. I can connect with people who have passed over, but that's not my specialty. And I work in the Akashic Records, which is the record keeper of all events, experiences, situations that have ever happened to you in this present life. And, of course, if you accept the premise, in other lives as well. However, it's just happened in this life is where we usually work. So does that kind of explain it a little bit?
Yeah, it definitely does. And I know some of us are familiar with Abraham Hicks and the work that she and they have done through The Secret and things like that. So someone would come to you that is interested in finding out more about what they've done in this particular lifetime and maybe something that might be holding them back in this lifetime or previous lifetimes. Is that basically what you would say?
What we do is we're an activator, and so we activate whatever is in your highest good or your highest joy to be activated and help you live your destiny, your true life purpose. We, you know, are your best cheerleader in our channeled work, and we truly support you. Like, you know, many times people will have a habitually select relationships that are either dysfunctional or not available.
Right.
Well, that's a pattern. That's a habit that their cells recognize.
Right.
And in that recognition, there's a pattern that they repeat over and over and over. Well, if you can get to in the Akashic Records, if you can get to the core of that pattern, maybe the first time that experience took place, then you can integrate that and release the pattern so it's no longer in charge of your decision-making process. And it's a powerful energy. You know, sometimes people have an addiction, whether they're addicted to alcohol, whether they're addicted to food, whether they're addicted to certain types of relationships. Again, there's a specific event that sets that up that is actually in this present life as well as other lifetimes. There's a belief that we kind of connect with that everything repeats, every emotion repeats itself every 7 years. So even if it is, the core of it is in a past life, the emotional core is also in this life. So even people that don't accept the possibility of past life, we can still get to the core of those programs or those patterns or habits and integrate and heal them. And that's really the work that we do. And Adironda, I'm a medical intuitive, and we can see where emotional blockages are, mental blockages, physical blockages, and as well as spiritual blockages. You know, and then work about unblocking them. On my retreats, I've got several retreats that I do every year that are about becoming who you are, living your life, being the love that you are. And they work in the emotional body primarily to remove those blockages. And that's really the core. I mean, talk about hitting the nail on the head, Tony and Janie. That's really the core of the essence of what we do. It's very powerful work.
Right. So when you do this type of work, is it usually, I'm assuming it's well, I have, I guess I'm answering my own question. You could do this as a one-on-one session, or you can speak to a group at the same time. So if the group shares the same type of blockage or they're stuck all in the same way, or they just need to hear a message that pertains to everyone in the group.
A generality.
Yeah, general message. Or you can actually speak to a person one-on-one saying, well, you know, you keep getting this job with this particular boss that you don't care for, and yet you quit, and then you get another job with the same particular boss, and that boss is a representation of your father, and that's the reason why you keep getting this particular job.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. I actually do private personal sessions one-on-one. I usually do those over the phone because I'm seldom in one area for very long. And then I do group sessions. I have several group sessions coming up in the near future. Those group sessions are fascinating energy because there may be 20, 30, 50, 60 people in the room. And yet, when they ask a question about, hypothetically, dysfunction that they have with their great aunt Bessie, just as a
right.
example,
mm-hmm.
That may be or sound like a personal question, but it is not. It is the answer is a global answer. And that global answer that comes in, it pertains to all of the people in the room.
Right.
It's so amazing how one person asks a question and afterwards what I hear is everything that you said to every single person, I felt like you were speaking directly to me.
Yeah.
Even I have a team that works with me and they sometimes they'll say, were you like using me as an example on the group check? And I do a monthly channeling that's an on-air channeling.
I bet you get a lot of that from your team.
No,
they're probably
so
always wondering what's going on.
Yeah, it's like I'm not using you for an example. That's just where the energy went, and it's a fascinating interplay with the group session, and it's the same with our retreats. I have a retreat coming up in Crestone, Colorado. One in Bimini to swim with dolphins, of which I do have two openings for Bimini.
That sounds like fun, Tony.
One in Kauai. Yeah, that's a great retreat. And it's absolutely fascinating how each person that attends, they have found strong connection with everyone else that's there.
Yeah.
And so it's that group synergy that is so fascinating.
Let's talk about how you came to be. You were saying earlier.
Recognizing
this because you said you were in Missouri. You're just an everyday woman selling advertisement for a country radio station, and you didn't really believe in any of these types of channels or any of these types of things.
How do you flip
that switch on? Because I'm sure a lot of people that might be listening are still going, I don't get
Wait
it.
A minute.
Who's she talking to? What happened? Was she,
I know. It's quite a far stretch from where I was in 1993 to where I am now, 20 years later.
Right.
I had a transformation, a soul transformation experience in 1993. Some people would call that a walk-in. I call it a transformation. And if you're interested in the term walk-in, you can certainly go to my website and click on the walk-in tab that's got adronda.com. As my website, and it can give you a lot more information about that phenomenon. But I experienced this soul transformation. I woke up to that when it happened in 1996, and that's when I started on this spiritual path. I did energy work with somebody else. I really recommend, even if it's just Reiki, energy work with a practitioner to help clear out old patterns, old habits, old energies, and that way you can fill it up. I came away in 96 realizing that I had new talents and skills that I did not have before. So what's the first thing a person normally does when they feel like they've experienced an awakening is they go and have some kind of a tarot reading or a psychic reading or
uh-huh.
one of those sessions, and I did, and they said, well, you are a channel. You have the ability to get out of the way and bring in this other information. And I was like, no, I don't believe in channeling. Then I did automatic and inspired writing for a year. I actually have a CD that had the meditation on it that I used, and that's available on our website. And that was really my training ground in feeling where my guides came in, feeling how they it felt when my guidance system communicates with me, and I think that's the biggest key of service that I teach, is to be able to identify how it feels when your guidance system or your intuition is actually communicating with you. And that way you can identify that and return to it. And you know that it's, you're, okay, this is what my imagination feels like. This is what my guidance system feels like. And I did that every day for a year. I still do it, and I teach it. Then after that, I became a Reiki master. I'm sure your audience probably is familiar with Reiki.
Yes, we've had a few Reiki masters speak, so yeah, they're on it.
And powerful energy. And after I became a Reiki master, I realized I had the ability to actually physically see into people's bodies and see where their blockages are. And I still was having sessions with other people, and they were still saying, well, you are a channel. And I was still saying, I don't believe in that. And then they said, well, you can do oversoul-to-oversoul communication. And I thought, well, that might be. And so I started practicing on oversoul-to-oversoul communication. And if your audience doesn't know what an oversoul is, and an oversoul is, it's sort of like the housing area for your guidance system. So it's like guidance system to guidance system. I always say that my angels talk to your angels and I translate. That's what I did in the 90s. And then during a Reiki session that I was doing with someone, a being came in into my consciousness that was not a part of my guidance system. Now keep in mind that I was very familiar with my guidance system through the automatic or inspired writing. But this being was not familiar to me, and he identified himself as Serapis Bey, and a messenger from God, and he actually used the term God, and wanted to speak directly to the person on the Reiki table and use me as a channel, and he used that specific terminology.
Now, was that scary for you?
Was that my goodness. I'm like, hey, I have seen The Exorcist. Get on out of here. I don't know who you are, but I don't want you in my energy field.
Right.
Well, and he continued, Serapis Bey continued to communicate with me, and I now know that Serapis Bey is one of the Ascended Masters. But he continued until I finally sort of surrendered, and he brought in information about the person that I was working on that was so powerful. And I could never have gotten to that information.
Yeah.
And I really believe that after that, I wasn't completely present for about a year. I was still selling advertising. I was still going about my life, not aware that I would be not completely present. And that was when I had, you know, 5 speeding tickets and 3 car wrecks. And
interesting
after
how that
all worked. Yeah, like, if you're driving around the world and you wake up and you say, where am I and how did I get here? That's a tip-off that there's a problem. You know, just don't drive when you feel that way. And but I never hurt anybody else, which was good, and didn't ever hurt myself drastically.
Thankful.
The last car wreck, yeah, thankful. The last car wreck that I had, the universe arranged for someone to come and stay with me, and that's a whole other story. Sometime we'll get into that story because it's pretty wild. And anyway, they could identify, they had the skills to identify that I wasn't present, and they knew what to do about it.
Wow.
And yeah, exactly. And this is a person that I met on Friday. They brought their RV to my house on Sunday and stayed for the next 3 weeks. And, yeah, it's pretty wild. And then, so the first time they said, well, you're not present in your body. I mean, we were in the parking lot of the Ace Hardware store in Nixon, Missouri. And she said, I'm not letting you drive anywhere. You get in the back seat of the car. And she knew what to do. And she put me in an altered state, like a, almost like a hypnotic state that would be close to that.
Right.
She knew how to set my conscious self aside and speak to my higher self or whoever was present.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
mm-hmm.
the first time Adirondack spoke. And they came in very clearly. They said, we are a messenger from Source Energy, and we are here to help the people on this planet shift. And this vessel, Marilyn, that's what they still call me, the vessel Marilyn, she volunteered, and she's an activator, and we are here to magnify that activation energy and help people wake up because they're not getting it fast enough.
Did they, real quick, did they, when they came through, did they say you had already volunteered for this previously without consciously
yes.
knowing? Subconsciously, you had already agreed to have this happen to you in this lifetime. You were just
yes.
not aware of it and going, oh, I didn't realize I signed up for this. Like, yeah, you did. So we're just here to pay,
but
you know.
Actually, I now know that I do remember signing up for it because in my automatic and inspired writing, I said, I will go anywhere, I will say anything, I will do anything as long as you can prove to me that you are source energy moving through me.
Ah.
So I guess I did volunteer for this travel
yeah.
all over the world.
No, we always say, be careful what you put out into the universe. You put it out there, you received it, you put it back out there, and there you go.
Yeah, that's correct. And I've been traveling ever since. I've had a day job some of that time and done this work on weekends. And then in 2010, because I'm an activator and they've requested that I activate people in groups as well as on a one-on-one basis.
Right.
We've been doing groups, and then in 2010, they showed me a brand new retreat that I was to do every weekend or twice a month. Not every weekend, but once a month or twice a month for the next 2 years, and that I was to continue to expand in that capacity. And that was when I said, you know, I have a day job here. I can't do that. It's either one or the other. I'm either going to be a salesperson. This was a salesperson in Branson, Missouri, or I'm going to be a channel and a teacher and a spiritual advisor and facilitator, but I'm not going to do both.
Did you
unless
flip
you
a coin?
Send me some help.
Did you flip a coin? I mean, how do you make such a decision?
Well, you know, I really was very strong and laid down the law, and I said, I cannot do it both unless you send me some help. And I stopped all private sessions for the first, this was on January 1st of 2010, and I stopped all private sessions for about a week. And I thought, you know, I'm not doing it. You know, you've got to show me beyond a shadow of a doubt
mm-hmm.
how I can do this without having a day job, or you've got to show me beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm not supposed to do soul work and only do the day job.
Right.
And about 7 days into the year, somebody called me, Joy Roby. Her name was Stephanie at the time, and she said that she wondered what I did, and I'm like, well, I'm a channel, and I do this, and what would you like? And I wasn't too invested in the conversation, I have to admit, until she said that Alexis told her to call. Now, Alexis is the RV salesperson that opened up the channel within me.
Ah, okay. So you knew you could trust that relationship.
Right. Anytime Alexis says, you need to pay attention to this, I always, always pay attention to it. And anyway, this person was a marketing expert, and they eventually became my business partner and handles my website, handles my team, and makes sure that I'm where I need to be at the right designated time.
Right.
And so, and they knew how to market and how to expand my work. So a few months later, I left my day job, so I didn't have to flip a coin. They provided me with the service.
Yeah.
They provided me with someone to redo my website, handle a distribution list, you know, just redo everything. And so that was my answer. And I've been pretty much on the road ever since. That's why this year the universe provided me with a motorhome.
You gotta love that. I was raised in a motorhome family, so I have great appreciation for traveling in a motorhome and not staying in hotels, personally.
something about sleeping in your own DNA that makes a difference. I didn't think that it did. Somebody told me that last year, and I thought, what?
Yeah, that's
but now
perfectly
that I've slept
said.
On my own DNA, now I don't work. It's very true.
Perfectly said. So you're down in the Los Angeles area this coming week, and people can actually come out and meet you at various places. Why don't you tell us where our local folks listening can come out and check you out?
I would love that. I have four events in the L.A. and Southern California area coming up this week before
Excellent.
I head back to Missouri and another tour on the Midwest. This Tuesday night, July 15th, from 6:30 to 8:30, I will be at Mystic Journey Bookstore in Venice, California.
Awesome.
Mystic Journey Bookstore, Venice, California. Then on Wednesday, July 16th, I'm going to be at Awakenings Center for Conscious Living in Laguna Hills, 6:30 to 8:30. And then on Friday, the 18th, I'm in a private residence, VIP residence, that is actually 501 North Norton in, it's really close to Universal City. So if that gives you any indication, and people can go on our website and sign up for that particular event, and then their address will be given upon sign up, upon registration. Then on Saturday, I'm in Temecula, California, which is close to San Diego, I believe, and doing an event there at, where is that event? It is at the Center for Spiritual Living at 26871 Hopi Circle in Murrieta, California. That's a mouthful. So I've got events all this week, four events coming up this next week, and then next month I do the Crestone Retreat and the Bimini Retreat.
Let me ask you a quick question. The four events that you just mentioned that are going to be in California next week, what can people expect, and is there admission to go? A lot of these seem to be in public bookstores, the Tuesday Mystic Journey, Wednesdays at Awakenings. Are these bookstores, and is there a fee to show up, and what can they expect as far as, are they there listening to you? Are they asking questions? Just walk us through what to expect when they go. A typical...
That's a great question. Yes, there is a fee. It's $33 if you pre-register and $44 at the door, and they can get on our website, Adironda and Company, and go to the group channeling page, and that will have all of the details and all the facts on that, and they can register there online. As far as the group set, and each of those events are the same type of session. Now, I've found that if you come to multiple events, you get new and different information each time.
Mm-hmm.
In a group channel setting, I get out of the way, Adironda and the council comes in, and they provide a global message first, which is usually 15 or 20 minutes, and then they open it up to question and answer. And you can ask any question that you want to ask. You can ask about your family, your children, any question that you want to ask. And what I've found are the people that attend, even though it may be a personal question, the answer is a global enough answer that it will pertain to the other people that are present. And
That's
I know
very amazing.
In a group at East West Bookstore in Mountain View in the San Jose area, just this past week, we had somebody that said that Jesus the Christed One is on her guidance council, and she knew that he was also on our council that we channel, and she asked to speak to them directly. And as Adironda said, we're not a dial-a channel, but they come through as they choose to. But the Master Yeshua, as he identifies himself to me now, after having been to Israel this year, he came through, and answered questions for the group there. So it's a very powerful energy session. Then I do 2 hours of energy work. Usually they're about 2 hours long. You get personal, activated information. I saw someone that came to the second event, and that's what I find when I do an event in the same area, is they kind of build upon each other. And one that came to the second event, and she said, "You know, Marilyn, I don't know what all transpired last night, but I feel like my whole life has changed forever. I feel like I feel empowered to do what I wanted to do for the last 5 years, and I've been afraid to do it. I mean, today I've taken more steps in that direction than I've taken in 5 years." And it's like, you know, that's kind of what we do. We really are activators.
If you're feeling stuck in your life and you need a push or a little shoved in the right direction, a little awakening or a clearing of your conscious mind to figure out what it is you need to do to get to where you want to truly get, this is definitely an opportunity for you to step in and get this type of information, right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And they do so in such a loving way. I mean, you know, when you've got the beings on the council, plus Adironda, it's really a loving energy. That they do it in such a loving way that I mean, people are not put off or they just feel like people leave feeling like they've had a 2-hour massage, and because of all the energy work that goes on and the information that's provided them and everybody that I meet, I do a monthly channeled session. Everybody that I meet gets an invitation free to the monthly channel session. And plus, I've got a conference coming up in October. And so we really do a lot of different kinds of activities and events. And the group channel, we call them a wake-up call. The wake-up calls are kind of like an opening to your soul and really help you set yourself on your path and your purpose.
Yeah, and you know, I think what happens with a lot of people is they know, or they have an idea of what they should do, but again, they use a lot of excuses, and they'll use the victim card. It's like, I would, but I have to have a job, as you said earlier. Like, I need to work, so you have to show me how am I going to earn a living doing this as opposed to doing my day job. So I think a lot of people have that same type of question, and I love the fact that you said the answers come through in a loving way as opposed to a harshness going, you need to wake up and you need to figure out what you really need to do. Because no one wants to be scolded, even though it's just more of a, hey, we know where you're at. We understand that you do need to make a living and pay the rent and pay the mortgage and food and all that, but your soul is asking to do this, and we're trying to help you make that transition into this and doing it in a comfortable way because, let's face it, it's very scary to just try to listen to your soul and your gut because your gut's saying this is what you want to do and this is what your life purpose is, but yet you're stuck in those old patterns of society says you have to work 9 to 5 and 40 hours a week and blah, 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 blah. So it's a leap of faith, and I think it's great that you give them that push and that shove in a loving way as opposed to a harsh way.
Exactly. It is so important. I found, I sit in the background and listen to Adironda and how they communicate with people, and sometimes I'm thinking, do they not get it? You know, you just kind of want to shake them a little bit. And Adironda just stays right there and is so loving, and it's like they hold you in such a state of love. And Saint Germain is on the council, who was a businessman. So he comes in and recommends amazing ideas and plans for business. We had somebody that attended 2 of our sessions this week here in the Northern California area. And he has been looking for work and looking for a job. And, And they suggested a totally different avenue for him to go into that utilizes his natural desire to be a writer, but he wasn't applying for those kind of jobs. He was applying for other kinds of jobs because he didn't think he could actually make a living as a writer. Well, you know, you two know that if you have the talent, if you have the skill, and you have a desire, a passion for something, the universe will support your right to make a living doing those things that you love.
Right.
And I have heard since heard from him, and I believe that he is well on his way to a new avenue, a new income source, writing, doing the things that he loves, which is just so cool.
That's awesome. I think that's, you know, just hearing that little story should encourage our listeners and people out there that there is another way. And the fact that you said that there's an entity that came through that actually has a business sense, and the reason why I say that is a lot of times you'll get different channels and spiritual workers that'll tell you spiritually, this is what you need, you know, just do this, think positive and have positive affirmations, but they don't give you an actual business idea like you just had mentioned, saying,
plan.
Hey, here's a plan. You keep doing the same job you've been doing because that's what you know, but your passion is in writing. Did you realize that you could actually take your passion and make a living doing that? And that's the spark. That's the, oh, my God, I actually can do this because there is a job that exists that is in alignment with my passion. And I could get paid for it. I don't just have to do it for fun. I can actually get paid and earn a living and earn the same type of living so I don't have to give up my comforts of a home or food or anything else. You know, you don't have to be a starving
artist. Right.
You know, you could be a successful artist.
You know, and I think that's the key. And I think that's one of the differences between Adirondack and Company and the council is that they're very, very practical. I mean, you know, we've all seen those airy-fairy things that, well, just do this and say these affirmations 10 times a day. Well, you know, that's the old vibration. Back in the olden days, as Adirondack says, back in the olden days in 2011, you know, the older vibration was about doing all the affirmations and doing all the spells and all that energy. The new vibration is completely different. It is, as somebody called us last night, you're like a channel from the future. <It's> like, actually, yes.
I like that. It's better than an alien,
you know,
right?
It's on my business card, channel from the future. You know, it is, because the energy right now is so completely different than it has been. And it is so important that we move into the 21st century, that the old way of doing things, the old way of getting to the information, the old way of getting a job just simply does not work now. I'm a firm believer that whatever your passion is, there is a livelihood in it. I know this sounds kind of crazy. I worked with somebody and loved dogs. She loved to be outside, and she loved caring for dogs. And so she said, well, and she loved just walking around and looking in people's yards and, you know, checking out their landscaping and all that.
Sounds like a dog walker.
Yeah, and it's because there was not a market for a dog walker in Missouri.
Right.
She became a pooper scooper. And you would think, you know, who would want to go around in people's backyards and scoop up their dog's poop?
Right.
But she loves it.
That's, you know, there's got to be somebody to do everything.
You know, the fact that you said that and you're going, well, you know, I could see people hiring someone like that who has kids and doesn't have time to pick up the yard, and they're like, well, the kids aren't doing, and we're not doing it, so it's like, yeah, we have this woman, she comes by once a week and just picks it all up. You're like, great.
I know, and she was happy as a camper because she was outside all the time. She got to check out everybody else's landscaping and then re-landscape her own yard, and she got familiar with all the dogs and all the families, and she got to provide a service, which is scooping up poop.
That's so
you
funny.
You know, it's a job for everybody.
So I think that, especially for the people in this area, how often are you around the Los Angeles area? Is this a, if they don't catch you now live and in color, they won't see you out in these parts for a while? I'm assuming you don't come out in this neck of the woods regularly.
Well, normally I am out in California for about 2 months in the summer. So my schedule at this point is I won't be back until next summer.
Okay.
However, I do have a conference in Mount Shasta in October this year. We do a conference every year. It was called the Walk-In's Welcome Conference, but the Walk-In Conference has actually walked in, and now it is the Visionaries in Light Conference, and it is in Mount Shasta, October 10th through the 12th. And it is a powerful collection of speakers and visionaries of our time that will help you, help all of your listeners or anyone that attends, and we'll live stream it as well, anyone that attends see the vision of who they are and be inspired and motivated to take action. You know, people like yourself, Janie and Tony, are out there changing the world. You're educating, you're providing a service, and you're shifting the consciousness of this planet. And that's what all of our speakers are visionaries. And so I'm going to be in California at that time, but I will be in Mount Shasta. I may come down through Northern California area if I have a big enough group that would warrant me coming down. It says, I've got, you know, I'm connected to this group, and so that's a possibility. Although, if not, I won't be back until next year. Now, we are formulating our schedule for next year. I'll be in Uluru, Australia, doing one of my retreats, and then speaking at one of Lee Carol Cryon's conferences, and then I'll be in Israel in October and Thailand in November. So we are building our schedule, our local schedule for next year. So if any of your listeners would be interested in bringing me in, you know, it really only takes one person saying, I can help.
I love that. I love the way they say it with the accent even.
Exactly. And then we start heading towards that direction. We have, you know, that's why I'm here in Northern California for so long, is because I had several people that brought people into events, and so I've done 6 events so far here, and they've all built upon each other.
Right.
It's great.
That's
yeah,
really nice.
Great.
Well, we're going to try to come and see you on Wednesday, because we're going to be close to the Laguna Hills area, and so we'd like to encourage our listeners to come and join us at that event to see her. And definitely, guys, you just heard it. She's only going to be here for the next week, and then you might not see her again till next summer unless you make that October retreat. So, in my words, it would be a really good idea to clear your energy, clear your mind, and make some major shifts in your life this coming week.
Well, that's exciting. I don't ever get to meet the radio host. Cool.
Yes. Yes, we do get out of this little shell every once in a while and walk out into the real world.
Marilyn, we would love to market the events that you have coming up. If it's okay with you, we're going to keep letting our listeners know what you've got going on, because we love for our people to have access to beautiful people like yourself. And we definitely thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. And listeners, check her out. You've heard it live, and now you know what you're going to experience when you go for a session. So, Marilyn, we look forward to seeing you and hearing from you again.
That sounds wonderful. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Excellent. We will definitely see you on Wednesday. Thank you again, Marilyn.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
things change within this life, like a light's been turned on late at night, since my thoughts changed. Veils been lifted from these eyes, like a self-imposed suicide of old beliefs. So I changed my thoughts and I changed my ways, and I changed the way I approach the day, and I'm taking control. Night will come and I will pray, and I think of things and love to change, and I just let go.
Our show for today. We thank you for joining us, and as always, we ask you, if you know somebody fabulous that we should have on our show, Marilyn Harper's team reached out to us on Humanitarian Radio, and we were privileged to be able to interview her today. So please do let us know if you have somebody amazing that you think we should share with the rest of the world. HumanitarianRadio.com, Humanitarian Facebook, or SaintTone.com. Enjoy your week. Make it a great one. Do something great for somebody else. Bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.